representative of the Immigration and Customs Office. Thank you. I would like to share with you the UAE experience in dealing with stateless persons. The UAE, over the past several years, we've worked on this question in such a way as to ensure radical solutions away from patchwork solutions. And we have handled this particular dossier in such a way as to ensure that every person will receive their original nationality, that is the nationality of their state of origin, in order to be a full citizen with rights and duties on an equal footing with other members of society. Now, when it comes to the observation that we've heard about the right of an Emirati woman to extend her nationality to her children from a non-Emirati father, we have to say that the total number of children of Emirati women who have received the Emirati nationality over the past 5 years is 8,523 such cases to date. And we have to mention here that the number of beneficiaries is increasing continuously, given that the submissions of the sons and daughters of Emirati women is not treated on an exceptional basis, particularly since the legislative amendment to the nationality law. It is now part of the regulations pertaining to immigration and nationality, and it's part of the requirements that are heeded by the specialized and competent authorities, and it's part of routine processes. And we have also handled the cases of children who are born out of wedlock by virtue of the law on passports and nationality. And we have addressed a number of those cases by virtue of Article 2 of the said law. And now we can extend the Emirati nationality born out of wedlock if proven to be the